We are learning Masech that's getting Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of the Amud. Tanan Hos, we're into the Mishnah. Hamachse choiv lechaveroi. Someone v'shvius. Someone came, Leiva came, he didn't write a prosbul, and he came after shvius, and he comes and brings the $10,000. So the guy, the Malva, soon as he's accepted, tzorach shuyoyim aloi meshamet ani. He has to say, by the way, I'm canceling it. It's after shvius. The choiv is canceled. Vim Omaloy, the Loiva says, Afapikin, I still want to give it to you, Kabamenu. You should accept it. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, Zed Vara Shmita, which teaches us that the Ikka thing is to you to say Meshamatani, the Vara Shmita, the words. I have to say Meshamatani, and that's sufficient. That is sufficient to say, Omar Rabba says, Vitalile Ada Omahachi. You can even force him now to say Afapikin. That means like this, the guy came in to pay the Chayv. And you say, no, it's canceled. The guy says, no, I want to give it. So halacha is, you'll have to accept it. What happens if you say, Meshamatani, and the guy walks away? So halacha is, Rabbi says, I could force him to give it to me. That's what Rashi learns. I could force him to give it to me, to give, basically give him my tana. We'll see in the Gemara a little further in a second. Eisvei. Eisvei, Abaya, Kushu Noisin Loi, when Lemaise Aleve gives him, Al Yoyim Aleve Choyv Yan Yoyis Lechem, give it to my Choyv, because really there's a Mechila, really there's a cancel on that, the Shvi'ez. So the kash is, heck is he forcing him? It's matana. Omalei, this I meant. But you force him until he says, I want to give a matana. You force him until he says, I want to give a matana. So it comes out that really then we're knocking out the whole din shemitah because every time you can force him to give. So Rashi, from Rashi's aware, it's only when he came himself, of his own volition, he came to give it $10,000. And then you said Meshamatani, that is when you can force him to give it. But if the guy never comes, then you can't force him to give it. So still have Shmita's Ksafim. But the Rishonim don't love Rashi. And therefore, they bring down non pshat. The Ran brings down from the Aruch, a different Shavat Toilev. Toilev does not mean you force him. It's not what it means. It means, Zok the Ram, Hashem the Aruch, of Aruch Perish, Toilev ain't of boy, ki ilu roitz lekabel, kadeshi is bayish halav, yoyim laf a pekin. It means like this. When you say Meshamatani, then you give him the eyes, like, you know, give it to me, you know, that's what you do. But you can't force him. It means you give him the eyes, and you can't force him. Zog the Maravaita, Abu Bar Marta, the Hava Abu Bar Yoyimi, have a Masig Ve Rabba Zuzi. Abu Bar Marta, which is Abu Bar Yoyimi, he owed Rabba money. A Masig Ve Rabba Zuzi, I see him now Leib Shvius. So he came to pay back Rabba on Shvius. Omalei, Meshamatani. So Rabba said, no, it's canceled, Shvius. Shaklinu Vazza, so he left. Also, Abaya found that Rabba was very despondent, he was upset. And the Yavitz explains that Rabba was a very, very big oni, and he needed that money. So he was very upset. Omalei, am I otzimai? Why are you so upset today? Omalei, hokei avmai, it was a story. And he left. And they bring a raya that before wasn't Rabba, because it was Rabba before, that says a toilet, you should have forced him to pay. So he said before, when it was Rabba, that's the gear, so he was Rabba, that before was Rabba. So Abai goes to Abba Bar Marto, who was a young Talmud Chacham. He wanted the right thing. Omalei, I'm just like Zuzamar. You bring money to Rabba? Omalei, in, yes. Omalei, my Omalach. What did he tell you? Omalei, Meshamatani. He said that's Shmita. Omalei, Va'amrit Le'af Apikin. Did you say Af Apikin? Omalei, lo. No. Omalei, Va'amrit Le'af Apikin. Obviously, Klinu Menach. You know what? If you would have said Af Apikin, he would have took it from you. Sahash to me is Emtin Le'af. So go bring it back to him. Va'amrit Le'af Apikin. Say Af Apikin. Also, he went and brought it to him. But Omalei, and Rabba said, and he said to Rabba, Af Apikin. Shaklinu Menach. Rabba took it from him. Omar, Rabbi said, I'm not tainus in Abba. Le'havavei daita b'hai tzuvim rabbonim yikara. This time, Chacham, he didn't know he's supposed to say Afa Pekin. I'm not tainus in him. He didn't know he's supposed to say Afa Pekin. Zog the Gemara v'ayta. Actually, the Mishnah in Masechtas Shvi'a says that the Leivo pays back Ruach Chacham Noichem Enu. So they already asked, why didn't he know that Mishnah? So it's not clear exactly what, because maybe it wasn't that much rega, Ruach Ham Nechem Enu Balak Bonim. It really says, even before this Gemara, that Ruach Ham Nechem Enu for the Leiva to pay back. Om Rav Yudom Rav Nachman. Nemrod Mloim HaPruzbal Yivyad Devav HaMeni. A person could come collect the Chayiv, and they ask, where's your Pruzbal? He's never to say, I had a Pruzbal, but I lost it. My time. Kivin Tegin Rav HaPruzbal, since it's so easy to write a Pruzbal, L'shovek Eter Vach HaSura. We don't assume that the guy is like now not going to do Shemitah. If he has a chayv, we know he's going to write a prosbul. What's the big deal? It takes a second. So therefore, L'shovek Eter Vach HaSura, and he's believed to say that he lost the prosbul. Ki also kamei the Rav, when someone's coming to Din Torah in front of Rav, and the guy, let's say, lost his prosbul, he doesn't think of saying that because he has no proof. So Amalei, He used to ask him, "Meet the pros b'halach of avad." He goes to pesach pichveilam. He used to ask him, "Do you have that taina?" He gave him the option of that taina. It was a taninon. He gave him the option of that taina because the ma'isa, the lochas, your neman, that one would rechap that. Toy says even them were out of shvur. Omer etam Toy says the high time and them are full below shvur and out of shvur. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah v'chein ba'chayv a ba'chayv shemaitzi shtar chayv ve'inimay prosbul. Harei elu lo yifru. A ba'chayiv, that's moitzi shtachayiv, there's no prosbul, he's not allowed to collect. And the question is, that if the case was, that he's not even believed to say, that if the case was that he's not even tining that he lost the prosbul, so what's the havamina? Of course, the halacha is, after shkos shmatzach safim, what's the chiddush? So, it must be zog rashi, that the chiddush was, that even though he says I had a prosbul, if he doesn't have the actual prosbul, harei elu lo yifru. So you see from this Mishnah, that you have to have the prosbul, you're not nemun to say I lost it. Someone says, "You're right. Tanoi is what I'm talking about. The brayza. How much tzarachayv tzarach shi yomer prosbul v'cham oimrim einay tzarach. You don't need the prosbul, and that is how we paskin also like the chachamim that you don't need the prosbul. Ad kan the gevaldig sugya of prosbul learned plas tublat. And now we go right to the mishnah, which is talk about eved avodim eved knani, which also has to do with tikkun olam, which we'll see in the next mishnah about tikkun olam. Zok the mishnah." Eved Shenishpa. We know an Eved Kanani is someone who's a non-Jew who a Yid buys for an Eved. You give him a Mila, you give him a Tvila, and he becomes a Yid like an Isha. Chayv Mitzvah is like an Isha. And you own him, you own his Guf, and you own his Mamadis also. So what happened was, this Eved Kanani, Shenishpa, some Goyim captured him. He was captured. And Upadua, and people... redeemed him. Why? Because they don't want him to be able to go him. He's a yid. He's really a yid. So im l'shem eved yishtab, im l'shem eved yishtab. If they redeemed him l'shem eved, then he works. We'll see who he works for. Im l'shem ben chayim lo yishtab. If he was redeemed l'ben chayim, then he goes free. Either way, if he's redeemed, he goes back to being an eved. And the Gemara has to explain what is going on here. It's a very cryptic Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. But Maya Eskina, what are we talking about? What was the case? This Eved got captured and now someone redeemed him. What was the case? Ilam lefnei Yish, if it was before Yish, then Lashum ben Chayrim, Amai lo Yishtabed. So now if someone else, they redeem him, Lashem ben Chayrim, why shouldn't he work for the Reuven, the owner? Reuven, the owner, is the owner. He's never Yayish. It belongs to Reuven. I can't just redeem him and make him free. It doesn't belong to you. It's 4 years. Ella must be la'achayish. If it's la'achayish, Hashem Eved, Amai Yishtabed. Why should he work? It's after years already. It's like it becomes hefker. So therefore, he's free now. Amai Abayam, la'olam, talking about lefnei Yish. Avada, we're talking about before Yish. That means the owner was not Miyayish yet. He's sitting by the captors, but he was not Miyayish. For Lashum Eved, if they redeem him, Hashem Eved, Yishtabed l'Rabbi Rishon. He works for the first Rabbi, he goes back to the first rabbi. And the Tosfos Rosh speaks out already that he has to pay for it. He has to pay for the money. The other guy is not doing a chesed. The guy redeemed him. He comes to the first guy. He says, "You want Yehavah back here? He's going to work for you, but you have to pay me for my work that I redeemed him." L'shum ben chayrim lo yishtabed. Lo l'rabbi rishav l'rabbi sheni. Zok tabay achidus. Fnei yish, if you did it l'shem ben chayrim, lo yishtabed. He does not have to work. Lo l'rabbi rishav l'rabbi sheni. L'rabbi sheni loy do l'shum ben chayrim parke. You redeemed him to make him free. And like Tosfos speaks out, there's a much more elementary reason, is because it's before years, so it belongs to the first guy. He definitely doesn't work for the second one. That's what Tosfos speaks out. It's like another reason. Tosfos did mas lo'olam. Who did the matzah meimah? The rabbi yishen lo'id lo'il fe yushu. So same b'chayim parki. The rabbi rishon nami lo'i dilma mimni v'lo'i parki. The rabbi rishon also not dilma mimni v'lo'i parki. Maybe, like this, the rabbi rishon also not, because if maybe no one's going to redeem him. The Rashi explains this lashon holds, that the chum holds, Rabbi holds that fida chamim, it's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah pidin shvuyim to free a eved. Only a full fledged yid, but eved is no mitzvah pidin shvuyim. So here, the person, no one's going to want to redeem him. There's no mitzvah pidin shvuyim. The only one to redeem him if he's going to go free. So then he's going to become now a regular yid. So therefore, that's what the mitzvah. Because no mitzvah. That's this man never holds. The no mitzvah pidin shvuyim. They're not going to go out and lay out the money. The pidin shvuyim. Only if it's go free. That's the only way they can do the mitzvah. They're not going to bother themselves. It's not a mitzvah. So therefore, we say it goes to ben chayrim. That's the pshat why it goes ben chayrim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, I mean, no, ben kach is tabit, kasov, akashem, shem mitzvah, lift us ben chayrim, kach mitzvah, lift us avadim, same way it's a mitzvah to free ben chayrim, it's also a mitzvah to free the avadim. It's the same mitzvah to free the avadim. Therefore, he'll do it anyway. So that's machlokes over here. To on thnei yish, and the fear by, machlokes tanakama, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is, when you do shem ben chayrim, according to tanakama, he goes free, because that's the only way you can go free him. For Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, no, it's a mitzvah, he'll free him anyway. Even if he has to go back to work, he's still going to free him, because there's a mitzvah to free a eved. It's a mitzvah to free eved, or it's a mitzvah pidin shvuyim. The fear of tanakama, it's not a mitzvah, but chachamim want you to do it. Why? Because maisi, he has mitzvahs. We don't want him to tam ben agoyim. Rava says no, that's a bias in the Mishnah. Rava mal oilam l'acha yish. Be'etzim we're talking about after yish. Ushum eved yishtabit. Loilam talking about after yish. Ushum eved yishtabit. L'am l'acha yish. Ushum eved yishtabit l'rabi shendi. Because after yish, so the rabbi, first rabbi lost him, and if you free the Shum Eved, it will become a Eved now to the rabbi Sheni. Shum Echarim lo yishtabit lo rabbi Shlomo Sheni, because free rabbi Rishon, Mark explains, rabbi Sheni lo do Shum Echarim parake, because you've redeemed him to go free. The rabbi Rishon lo nami lo do lach yish after yish. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel? It's after yish. Shum Gamliel ima benka chabekach yishtabit. And Rashi says it means yishtabit l'rishon, even though it's after yish. Why do we say that either way you go back to work for the first owner? If the halacha was that he could go free, or maybe even go to, if the halacha was to go free, let's say, by Shem Echarim, so you know what he's going to do? He's going to get himself captured, and then someone will feel bad for him, the poor guy, and they'll free him. They go free, it's a great idea. You're not going to have a father anymore. Therefore, the takana was that any way you free him, even after years, it goes back to the rabbi Rishon. That's Pshat and Rava. So we have Rava has one version, and Abai has another version. It says in the Brisa, Shmuel says to the Chacham, "Kashem shemitzvah liftes ben chayrim, kach mitzvah liftes avodim." The same way as a mitzvah to free ben chayrim is a mitzvah to free avodim. So Bishlamal Abaye don't afraid Yish. It was a 4 years, and the Shaila was if Mimri v'loy Parki. That's why we held that goes free, even though it belongs to the first guy. So Hayin the Kama asked for Rav Shimon goes back. Kashem, there's a mitzvah both ways. He's not gonna do it. It's a mitzvah. Ella Rava Dom Lacha Yish. They're talking about after Yish, and the Nidin is because of Chizkia. Because really, the first guy's not owning anymore. Why does it go back to the first guy? Because of Chizkia, a guy shouldn't make himself be captured. So why is Rav Shimon talking about Kashem Shemitzvah Lifta Sbecharim? Hai Kashem, Rav Shimon Chizkia. It's because of Chizkia, not to do the mitzvah. So what's going on? Amalach Rava. Shemuel Avi Yod, the Mike Kamar, but he wasn't sure about what I'm saying. Vach Kamar, Lu. Either play Yish Kamritu, if they want 4 years, and there you're saying go free because of Mimni. Hainu Kashem. That I'm saying there's a mitzvah even for Eved. Ila Acha Yish Kamritu. We're talking about after Yish, and that's the pshat in you why you're saying he goes free. Kedechizkia. Then the reason is Alzchizkia that says that a person should not be mapal atzma legaisis. Zokti Gemara, but the Rava don't Acha Yish. So Rava says that we're talking about Acha Yish, and if Lefida Chachamim, if you free him l'shem Eved, what's the halacha? If you free him, l'shem eved, the halacha is that he works for the second guy. L'rabbi sheni, rabbi sheni man koinle, who are you koinle from? So the Gemara says, m'shavoy. You koinle from m'shavoy. B'shas yish, so then it becomes koinle, it becomes the ownership of the captors, and now I'm buying it from the captors. With my redemption, I'm buying it from the captors. Break the m'shavoy, go for me koinle. Is our goyim koinle or eved? Yeah, in koinah ma'is yadav. They're koinah for ma'is yadav. Like I said before, when you koinah ever kinyani, there's two kinyanim on it. Kinyan gufoy, which means there's like kinyan iser on it, and there's also kinyan mammon. So the shavoy have a kinyan mammon on it. And Rashi learns like this: the Yisrael buys the mammonis from the captors, and then he goes ahead and he's toivolim again l'shem avdus, and it becomes his eved. That's a Rashi learns. Taisa Rosh says you can't do that. Once he was eved, now he became yish. You can't make him into eved again with mila and tefila because you already had that. So echanam, you only be koina l'maisa yodav taki. You only be koina like he'll be like an eved ivri taki. He doesn't go out be yovel, but he's like an eved ivri type of guy for life. Eved ivri for life, huh? Muta b'shifcha now. These type of halachas. He's a dinner like he's eved ivri din maisa yodav. So akaponim, it could be like mutu b'shifcha or other things like that. It could be that's what it's negaya.
Once we came here, I didn't even come.
What? He didn't become a Yid. He said Yiddish on the. He still needs to get Shichra. It's a whole Shaila. If he needs to get Shichra still, he still needs to get Shichra to free him there. But he's not his Kinyagufa, the Maisel. The get Shichra have to come from the first Adoy, not from him. He can't get any Kinyagufa anymore. So Meshavoy, Shavoy with me, Konilei, Marza in, Konilei Maisel Yoda, Rosh Lakish, Menayel Oevichav, Meshikona Esa, Oevichav, Maisel Yoda. How do you know that a non-Jew can be koina another non-Jew the ma'isi yadav shenemar? It says in the pasuk v'gam ne'at eshavim garim machem ha'am tiknu. It says telling Yidden that you could buy avodim from other people for the size of seven umois. And it says ma'am tiknu. And he darsh, what's ma'am tiknu? It's the extra words like Rashi says because the pasuk before already said that you're buying from them. What's the lashon ma'am tiknu? Atem koina ma'am. You could buy from them. You could buy a eved v'loy him koina ma'am. But a guy on top of lamachas v'alav, a guy can't buy one of you. And they can't be kind to each other. So the Brisa goes further. See, they can't be kind to each other. Maybe they can't buy each other. So more intercedes. You just said, so this is the Brisa. They can't be kind to the goof that you need to get shichrur. Or that if you're Megayer, you're Mutavas Yisrael, that they can't do it. That's enough community. Rashi and Tavis is enough community. First of all, you need to get shichur, and second of all, if you become a ger now, you mut b'as shol. Do they have a kinyan aguf? That they don't have. Yochel yiknu zez el ma'isi yadav. Maybe a guy can become another guy. Ma'isi yadav. Amrit kav chaymer. It's kav chaymer. Oiv yichavim yisrael kinyan. You know, it's a parasha and it's a pasuk in the Torah that says that oiv yichavim in parashas Bahar. Oiv yichavim could have Eved Ivri. So Eved Chavim could be Yisrael. So of course, Eved Chavim like Kol Shekein, if Eved Chavim could be kind of Eved Ivri, of course he could be another guy. So, Akapon, what do you see from this Brisa? That a guy could be kind of another guy with the Kenyan, with the ownership of Maisa Yadav. And that's what the Rabbi Shani, which is the guy who's redeeming it, is buying off the Maisa Yadav from the captors. Because the guy can be kind of another guy, can be kind of another Kanani with Alts Maisa Yadav. It's like the Marva in the Hanimul Kaspa. Maybe it's only with money, because the only way a guy is kind of Eved Ivri is only with money, only with Kesef. And that's what we're learning everything out from. So, here, the captors did a chazaka. They captured the person. They didn't do ked, didn't pay fit. So, who said, b'chazaka, they are koina? We're saying now, pshat is that a guy can koina a guy. We're learning out from a guy that can koina Eved Ivri. That's only b'kesef. But what do you see that he can koina b'chazaka? Rashi, the chazaka is that you make him do stuff for you, make him dress you. That's the chazaka. Taisa says chazaka means like a kinyan mechama. But like upon him, where do you see chazaka works? Amra Papa, yeah, I'll show you where. You find, we know that it's in the Torah, Al Tatsar is Moyav, and it says by Bnei Amon also Al Tatsuram, and still you find that the heathen captured Cheshbon, which was a city in Moyav, and they also captured Ma'arun Adabaik, which is a city in Amon. So how did they do that? Teretz is, Sichon fought with these nations, and Metahar, Ki'ilun, they were Metaharim. The city of Moab became Sichon now, and therefore he went and captured Cheshbon. Same thing from Bnei Amon. Arun Ad Yabok, they owned it, but Sichon captured, and we captured, the Eden captured it from Sichon. So you see that Chazaka makes it theirs. So you find Kinyan Chazaka by a guy or another guy. Where do you find it? By Amon and Moab. That Sichon was a matar Amon and Moab. Oh, my papa, Amon and Moab, tear of a Sichon. Ashkan, I have this Eved, a Shaykh for mitzvah, is better than a regular guy. How do you know that? So the Gemara, the Chsiv, Menalon, the Chsiv, it's a pasuk also in the Torah, in Parashas Chukas, that says, by Yishben Shevi, they captured a Shevi, and Rashi says it's a cool Shevi, it sounds like it was theirs, as a Kinyan Chazaka. So the bottom line is, the most kasha was, when I redeem something from a captor, how do I get the Kinyan? My Siyotar, it says, We know from here that a guy can be kind of another guy and an Eid with a Kenyan. I only Kenyan Kesef. Teresa, we see from here, even with Chazaka.